Welcome to Power Play. On a day of sad news as we learn that Conservative Senator Tobias Inverga has died at age 61 while on a parliamentary trip to Colombia. Inverga was Canada's first Filipino-Canadian to sit in the Senate. Cause of death has not been released, but foul play is not suspected. He leaves behind a wife and three children. All right, coming up on today's show, the humanitarian crisis of the Rohingya people is even worse than thought, with a new international report showing widespread rape of women and girls. We talked to the author of the study and asked the journalist how Prime Minister Trudeau can keep Suu Kyi and she be allowed to remain an honorary Canadian citizen. Also ahead, those tax havens have a lot more tax-free Canadian money than the Paradise Papers show. We will ask a tax fairness fighter if we'll ever get those mega billions back. And one of Canada's most successful First Nation chiefs received the Order of Canada today. We will ask Chief Terry Paul if the lessons he learned can be exported across Canada. But first, we go to pot in two provinces as Quebec and Alberta join what is shaping up as a bit of a patchwork of retail and enforcement policies, which vary from province to province. We will get the latest from Alberta in minutes, but Quebec's pot plan came out this morning. Here are the key elements of this plan. The legal age to buy marijuana will be 18. It'll be sold through Société Québécoise du Cannabis stores overseen by the Liquor Agency. Only 15 stores will be open province-wide, although product can be ordered online. There'll be zero tolerance for drivers under the influence. Any positive saliva test will suspend a driver's license for up to 90 days.
I'm sure there's going to be some changes after 3 years. I'm sure of that because it's the first law that we're making and it's a new product. Nobody here knows how it's going to go because it's a new legal thing. And the organized crime are not telling us how they're doing their business.
All right, let's get the view from Quebec. Alexander Metersien is a senior consultant with Hatley Strategy Advisors. He joins us from Montreal. Alexandra, it seems like a pretty restrictive state-run retail plan. Why so conservative?
Well, thank you for having me. This is not a big surprise for people here in Quebec. For people outside of Canada, outside of Quebec, it's important to understand that Quebecers are very conservative when it comes to this issue. According to a recent Crop poll, almost two-thirds of Quebecers were actually against legalization. And Quebecers are worried from a public health and also a public safety perspective. And that's why the government and in fact, all the opposition parties as well, everyone unanimously here supports a zero-tolerance policy when it comes to impaired driving here. And what was also quite interesting is the minister actually admitted that this bill is far from perfect. And it's important for everyone to remember that Quebec recently, well, this week actually, requested a one-year delay at the federal level. And it's quite unanimous here amongst all groups, left, right, people in the center as well, who say we need more time. And unfortunately, the federal government has said no to the Couillard government, and now we have this bill that's quite, I wouldn't say drastic, but quite harsh in front of us.
Yeah, let me quickly get some thoughts from you on why they wanted another year. Was it strictly to negotiate revenue sharing, or were there other issues that they felt needed more time?
Well, on the public safety front, the government realizes that there's not enough data to actually put a proper threshold in place. They want to carry out additional research and look at what other countries have done. They want to take the time to properly study that. And on the revenue and business model front, Quebec at first, the finance minister many months ago hinted that Quebec could possibly go down a private route. And then when Ontario announced its policy, then Mr. Letao and also the Minister Charlebois and the government as a whole changed their policy and changed their stance and went down what's being called the SAQ model. So for those who don't know what the SAQ is, it's the LCBO of Quebec, essentially. And they've decided to go down that route. But the government realizes that this is an extremely complex issue and that there are multiple facets that they need to really study more before imposing strict regulations.
Gotcha. Now, what throws me for a loop here is Ontario is going to roll out about 150 stores. Quebec's doing 15 stores for a market of 8.2 million people. I mean, doesn't this almost guarantee that the supply will still come from the underground market?
Well, the government is realistic. They know that in the first few years, they're not going to derail the black market. The finance ministry has been quite conservative in its revenue projections, and that's why they've insisted so much to get more money from the federal government, because they don't think that they can tax that much marijuana in the Quebec space. And that's why the government has had to take such a, I would say, a drastic approach. And they're really aware that opening 15 stores is a first start, but they're aware that the black market is not going away anytime soon in Quebec.
Right. I think it's kind of interesting contrast. The federal law seems to say that up to 4 plants can be grown at home for personal consumption. But the way I'm reading the Quebec thing, it says no plants will be allowed to be grown at home. Which law decides what can happen here?
That's a great question. It remains unclear. Property owners in Quebec have lobbied to make sure that pot plants aren't grown in actual properties. And when you think about it, 4 plants is actually could become quite a large amount. And so, especially in areas, in metropolitan areas like Montreal, that's quite dense, if you have a condo unit, you don't want to be beside another condo unit who's having 4 plants. So sure, some plants are smaller, but you can have certain types that are quite large. And so the Quebec government has gone down the prudent approach, but it remains unclear, at least to me and some other observers, which law is going to predominate in this case.
Yeah, and they say no smoking pot on university campuses or college campuses. They're kind of delusional when they try and stamp it out among students, aren't they?
Well, as someone who graduated not so long ago, I can tell you that banning it won't change that much. But, I mean, they do want to make sure that students, the majority of students who go to class, aren't impaired in class. To be honest, it's going to be, I think even they realize it's going to be tough to implement that regulation specifically. I think they have other more serious issues to deal with than college campus consumption. But it just feeds into the wider narrative that the Quebec government is taking a very prudent approach on this issue, and with good reason. They want to study this issue and take the time to really understand the different facets before this product actually enters the market, becomes legalized, and becomes a mass-use product.
Very quickly, I'm out of time, but I've got to find out, zero tolerance for driving after using it. Is there a time limit? Yeah. Like, they say if it shows up in the saliva, you can lose your license for 9 days. How long does it take to disappear from your saliva entirely?
It varies depending on the person. I mean, it can go from a few days to a few weeks. So someone who consumes at the beginning of the month could get caught at the end of the month and have their license suspended. But the problem here is that the government realizes that long term, and even medium term, even within 2 to 3 years, a zero tolerance policy is not necessarily the right approach. Even they've admitted that. So now the question is, what do we do in the meantime if people get caught? Are they going to be suspended? Are they going to be sent to jail? How is this policy can actually be administered? How many Quebecers are going to be affected by this? And hopefully the government will readjust this policy once they carry out the proper studies and they get the real data and the real facts. Hopefully they'll amend that regulation.
All right. We'll see what happens. Sounds like a work in progress. Alexandra, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We're waiting for Alberta to table its bill, and we'll bring you all those details shortly. But coming up, Liberal troubles by the numbers and billions more than expected to stash offshore. Please stay with us. Welcome back. Well, let's go to Alberta now, where the province has just announced its blueprint for the retailing of legalized marijuana. CTV's Angela Jung has the details. All right, Angela, Free Enterprise Alberta, is it free for all for pot retailing? What's happening?
Well, we know that people in Alberta can go to a brick and mortar store and purchase pot from a specialized cannabis store, but also they can buy it online. And that's one of the biggest surprises out of this announcement. Originally, the province said that they were going to delay the sale of marijuana online because they were worried that it might get into the hands of minors. But now the province announced that it will be controlling online sales. And so that's something that people are really excited about.
But as we all know, Alberta Liquor retailing is all privatized, does that mean the pot retailing will be all privatized when it comes to street stores?
Exactly. It'll be very similar to how alcohol is being sold in our province right now. The Alberta Gaming and Liquor Commission will oversee how this is going to be done. It's going to be licensing retailers, but the details of that will come to light in the new year. So we know that retailers will be able to sell cannabis. They won't be able to sell it where tobacco, alcohol, or pharmaceuticals are being sold, but they will be able to sell at standalone stores.
Any idea how many stores we're talking about?
There are no limits. We're learning today that the province has no restrictions. We know that in Ontario there are restrictions, but not in our province. So that's what we're hearing so far.
And it's 18 will be the age of majority there as well?
Exactly. Just like how alcohol is sold in our province, they want to ensure that only people 18 and older are purchasing cannabis online or in stores.
And one thing Quebec did that's kind of interesting, they said no home growing of plants. Did Alberta make any similar restriction, or is it you can follow the federal blueprint of 4 plants per dwelling?